Hello, and welcome to another Lighthouse Video Manna podcast. I'm Pastor Jeff Glenn, and it's my pleasure to take you through the Word each week. We are in Genesis chapter 23 this week, and as always, I encourage you to just pre-read that so we're caught up and you have a little bit of context to where I'm going. So in this chapter, we see Abraham is mourning the loss of Sarah, and then he moves to make a purchase of a field with a cave in it to bury her. And this place is called Machpelah. It's still called that today. In Abraham's time, some of those names have changed throughout the years, but this is still called Machpelah to this day. And it's in Hebron in Israel. And that has a different name today, and it's had two other names in the Bible. So that Hebron area continues to change names. But it's still the same place in Israel, where the cave is at, where all of the patriarchs are buried. But this is the story of how Abraham bought the field with the cave system in it for his bride, Sarah, who had just passed away at the age of 127. And so as we enter into this story, we see that This cave system is in Hebron, as I've said, and in Abraham's time, this was a Canaanite territory. And it's important to remember that God had only promised Abraham's descendants the territory that he would inhabit. He promised Abraham the children that would fill it. And so we see Abraham, a sojourner, a traveler in this land that the Canaanites occupied. And so as we bring with us from earlier chapters in Genesis, we know that the Canaanites, you know, were descendants of those at Babylon who were dispersed at the rebellion there into different areas around the world, and so in that Middle Eastern world. And so Abraham finds himself in this Canaanite territory mourning the loss of Sarah, his wife. And they received Abraham. These Canaanites received him due to this culture of honor. And different regions around the world have different customs and different rituals and all of that. And the Middle East is no different. Their culture of honor has an extreme respect for guests. And this is from an article written by Dennis Bracher in the Voice. It reads, "Biblical customs concerning how to treat a person and how they should treat travelers and temporary residents were very much different. They were more than simply ways to be polite or friendly and went beyond entertaining guests. Hospitality customs were a vital part of the culture of the ancient world. The people followed these customs as a formal, even sacred code of conduct." And so what we see in the telling of this story is a glimpse of that. We see a part of what they considered sacred in this code of conduct, how to treat travelers and strangers among you. And it carried with it also major consequences for breaching those codes of conduct. And so we saw the similar conduct from Abraham, if we remember back to the three visitors when they came to tell him and Sarah about the promise of the son. When Abraham rushed around and he gathered the best of everything, the animal and all of the other food that they gave, the rich butter and all the rest, and Abraham really went out of his way to show honor and respect to his visitors. It didn't hurt that it was the Lord, but it still was out of this same sort of culture of respect and culture of honor. We also see it in the same way when Abraham blessed Lot with his choice of the best land. And ironically, not exactly, but providentially, that happened at Hebron as well. So Abraham and Lot were at Hebron when Abraham said, "Hey, survey the land and take your flocks to the best place so that we're not having our herdsmen conflict." And so now we see Abraham back at Hebron, with Sarah having passed away, and he's seeking this place to bury her. And Abraham begins this negotiation with Ephron, who is a Hittite, who is answering Abraham's question about to buy this place to bury his bride. And so what we see here is this honor ritual. We see first this offer by Ephron to give the field and the cave that was in it to Abraham. So we see that in verse 11. He says, "No, my Lord, hear me. I give you the field and the cave that is in it. I give it to you in the presence of the sons of my people. I give it to you. Bury your dead." Well, this was really just the opening kind of move in this honor ritual that would profess that you honor the other person over yourself. Because then we see here that Abraham counters with the next step of that in verse 12. "Then Abraham bowed himself down before the people of the land, and he spoke to Ephron in the hearing of the people of the land, saying, 'If you will give it, please hear me. I will give you money for the field. Take it from me, and I will bury my dead there.'" And so that's step two. And then step three is this counter of usually and more typically a higher than market price value for the purpose that now the negotiations really begin. And so we see that with Ephron answering Abraham in verse 15. "Listen to me, the land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that between you and me? You should bury your dead." And so that was intended, at least in the customs, was to be a highball offer that they would work to negotiate down to more of a reasonable market value. But in the case of Abraham, he reflected the generosity that he'd been shown by the Lord in immediately agreeing to pay that high amount. And so I'm not really sure what Ephron thought of this, but part of what we've said here is, you know, the reason for this honor code is not only to show respect, but it was also to ensure the other that there was no hostile intent behind your actions, right? That you weren't in the area for hostile intent. And so this really must have been a show to Ephron from Abraham because of this generous offer, that it would have signaled that Abraham was operating from a place of high integrity and even self-assurance of his mission and cause to purchase this place to bury his wife. And he wanted this field and the cave to bury his wife and then later on other members of his family as well. And so when Abraham originally signaled his intent to buy the land and bury his dead, he gave the cue for this kind of back and forth. And in verse 4, he said, "I am a foreigner and a visitor among you. Give me property for a burial place among you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight." So he's signaling, hey, don't forget, I'm a foreigner here in your land, and there's a certain amount of custom that we need to go through here. And so when Abraham initiated this custom, it was really a custom of trying to outdo one another in honor. And you might say, that seems familiar, and it does. That's from the New Testament. It's kind of a repeated phrase in Romans 12:10, not phrase, but kind of an idea in Romans 12:10, where it says, "Be kindly affectionate one to another, and with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another." So outdo one another in giving preference. And so it's the same concept that Paul is writing to mostly Gentiles and whatever Jews were in Rome, insisting that from a position as a new creature in Christ, that they have the same attitude toward one another as the culture of these nomadic heathens is to outdo one another in showing kindness, being reverent towards one another, being generous, and making sure that you're signaling that you're not a threat to your neighbor and actually to your brother in Christ. And so just as our Savior favored us and gave himself generously for us, this should be encouragement to us to rest in his plan and rest in his sovereignty and to treat each other with the same sort of respect and love. And so until next time, stay in the Word and stay encouraged.